Hello.
Hello, hi there.
Hi, Gina.
Hi there, my name's James, calling from MMA Legal. I'm just giving a call in regards to your strategy there. Is now a good time to talk?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, Will. I do appreciate how I've called yourself, John, just for data protection. Can you compare the first line of your cash new postcode, please?
Yeah, 13 Mon Street Hill, and the postcode is CH1HVE.
Okay, that's perfect. John, thanks very much for that. So the report in relation to the Scheme. My job is to basically get to know a bit about you and your background, how tariffs affected you, and your time frame, and the abuse that you suffered, really. From there, what we intend to do is go away and gather as much evidence as possible for your statement. The statement is then submitted to the government, to the Scottish Government. They will review it all, and they will then give basically a hearing date of when they will look into your case and let you know what's going to happen. And so, in order for me to do that, John, I have to look at a few details from you. I'm just going to have to discuss a few sensitive subjects. If you do need to stop at any time, or you need a little minute, then please do just let me know. And I will try and get through it as quick as possible. There's only 10 questions that I need to ask, and then that's pretty much everything that I need. So I will start the questions now. I've got your name as John Ian Campbell. Have you ever been known as by any other names at all? Have you been married at all?
No.
Okay. No worries. That obviously with everything that you've been through, have you currently got or have you ever suffered from any sort of anxiety, depression, PTSD?
Yeah, do I? Just with obviously I've yeah.
Okay. And have you spoken to your GP over this?
No, I don't have a name on my own. I've been able to GP in years.
Okay, no worries. Have you ever spoken to any sort of mental health support or anybody in regards to the...
No, I've not really got any... I've not got any faith in anybody whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just not got any... I just want to stay away from them.
That's completely understandable. But the circumstances, that's fine. No worries. Okay, so how is it that you deal with your, with your mental health? Do you?
It's quite hard. But I've got a single. I'm a single parent. My girl, so I've got to kind of stay strong. But up until I got her, she's 9 year old. Up, I got her for birth. So up until I got her, I was in prison most of my life and stuff. But obviously I've been affected by stuff because I've just lived a shitty life right up to the point I got my daughter.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. And have you ever had any issues with any sort of alcohol or substance abuse at all?
No. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I've got no alcohol and I'm sorry, yeah, I was on a methadone prescription and was on a friend. So I've done that for 20 years, but I'm sorry, I've got my daughter floating about here, like, I can't hear them much of this, but I've done that for years on it. I've had something for abuse since I was about 14 years old.
Okay, and what was that, sorry, that you've been on?
Oh, well, heroin, crack, everything. Alcohol has been a major part of my friend has been mainly through alcohol and stuff. Just horrible. Get frustration out of when I'm pissed off.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to have to ask you this, John, but we do need to get a little something from you. Have you ever had any suicide before, or have you ever attempted suicide?
I've obviously get fed up, but things are even more positive than they were, so.
Yeah.
I've not had the NHS for that for a while.
Yeah, that's what we want to get. Okay. Brill. He's not on the team. Okay. So, who is your current GP?
I don't actually have one. No.
Have you had one previously?
Yeah, he's the one in Dundee. I can't remember her name, actually, because it was quite a bunch of... I used to see different ones on, because I wasn't there very often, so... Hi, Dalma, lovely dog. She's talking to my daughter. She had a doctor, I can't remember her name. But for myself, no, I've never seen a doctor for a while.
Okay. Okay. So, that's fine. Okay, and have you ever been administered in the hospital at all over the past few years?
No.
Not forever. Okay, that's good. Next question, do you give us permission to write to any and all authorities that have been involved?
Yeah, of course.
Do you give them?
Okay. Yeah, well, no problem.
Okay, John, now some of the information that we do obtain from you, from your care, that would be your care records, some of the information could obviously essentially be information about yourself that you're unaware of or stuff that you may have forgotten.
Yeah.
Would you like to share the file of papers with you that want to obtain them?
I'd love to get them. I want them, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot there I want to know about. There's a lot I don't know about, so...
Yeah, well, that's it. Some people just don't want to know them, but that's fine. Okay, and would you prefer for a male or female worker to discuss the case with you? Or
I'm not really fussed at all. Anyway.
Okay. The best time to call you, John, is better for evening, morning, or afternoon?
Probably afternoon. We'll have to then get to school and that, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah, that's perfect, mate. Okay. So that's the first bit done. Now I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. This might be a little bit difficult because obviously it's in the past. I just need to know a bit about the care settings that you've been in. John, so I've got that you were in Arran Bank House.
Yeah.
In 1993, you were in Cheshire. Until around 1995. Can you remember what authorities they were under, what council they were under as well?
Yeah, Kirk and Ross.
Sorry, what was that?
Kirk and Ross.
Yeah, and that was both of them, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other social care settings, or was it just there?
No, that was it. It was just there. Temporary care, and different things like, you get a force of people, I suppose. But that was only like for a couple of days at a time, on a weekend at a time, that when you turn the stores and rubs with meetings or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a few different ones, like.
Okay, so, that's fine. So what we can do now is we'll go right to them, saying the records, and then we'll go through them with you. And that's how we're going to build the pitch from there. Just so that I'm being transparent with you as well, and just so that we've complied with everything that we need to. I just need to run through a couple of things in regards to the fees, just so you're aware of your options, really.
Yeah.
So you can go to the Scottish Meters yourself. That's completely up to you. Not many people choose to do that. Preferably, go back and forth getting records.
Yeah.
You can use another term solicitors. Some solicitors don't charge you at all, but you do have an agreement with the Scottish Government. So they get a typical payment of £2,000 regardless if you win or lose. So, you know, realistically, they can have really little message to harm because they're getting paid either way.
Yeah, I'm quite happy it's been away on this.
Yeah, okay, so just so you're aware of our fees, we cap our charges at 20%.
That's good.
So that's 16% with with the VAT and duties was around 19.2% altogether. That is only if your case is successful. It is no win, no fee. So if you do not win your case, you simply do not pay anything at all, especially given the nature of the claim.
Sorry, I've got another call coming in at the minute. Can I just 2 seconds?
Yeah, that's why I think we're in
sick.
Okay.
Right, hello?
Hello? Yes, and then the last thing I just need to make you aware of, obviously, you, when you last spoke to us before we qualified and came with us, you signed a SCA, which is your conditional agreement. Now that we've spoken, we've clarified everything correctly, you can either waive that CFA, so you get 14 days afterwards. You can either waive that now and we can carry on and just get the ball rolling, or you can wait till the end of that 14 day period and then we can start getting the ball rolling for you.
No, I'll get the ball rolling straight away, mate.
Yeah, okay, so we're off on the but I'll do now, like I say, I will get the ball rolling. You've got my number, and the number you're calling off now. If you need anything at all, then please do just give me a call, even if it's a little chance, I'll be in touch over the next time. Touch me every 3 to 4 weeks, but you know where we're up to, and then if I need anything from you, then I'll let you know.
Right, mate, no problem. Thank you very much, Bob.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Bye-bye.